Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Tonight, we will be talking about Amorant and also lots of news. People were telling me, should we really shame her? You know, it's a medical disorder she had. I don't think she should be shamed for the purpose of guilting her. But we have to shun this kind of behavior, which is the commercialization, basically, of incelism. And for that, yes, we need to send a message to the woman. Okay, so here we are live. We need to send a message to the future woman, especially to the young women who are 18, 19, making decisions about their lives. And we need to tell them, look, this finite thing that you have, youth and fertility, you can either sell it or use it. But you can't do both. And any year you spend selling it, you're not keeping it for yourself and you're not keeping it for your husband. And if we don't do that as a society, this kind of minimal shunning of, yeah, you know, if you get the boob implants will allow you to recruit the visual stimulation of millions of incels, but the boob implants might cause a premature menopause. And I think it's what's happening here. Boob implants have been identified as a potential risk factor in developing an early menopause because they mess with the hormonal system or whatever it is. We don't fully understand. But when you get these boob implants, you run the risk of running an early menopause. And early menopause means no more babies. Now, if the medical doctors have catched this in advance and they intervene very quick before her ovaries dry up, there's a chance they might be able to restore her hormonal equilibrium. There's a chance she might have a baby, but and especially since she gets the best doctor as a millionaire, you know, she will get the best chance possible, but it's tiny. Most likely, I would predict that Amorant will not have a baby. She might get an implanted baby, but she's going to need donor eggs for this. And so what the medical team will probably be focused on is try to recalibrate her hormonal system so that she goes back into a cycle of ovulation. And if that doesn't work, they might concentrate on offering her an implanted pregnancy. She's gonna have to carry the baby of another female, but that is often what it leads to with these premature menopause. They completely mess up the ovaries. Your uterus still is functional, but you need it implanted, and it needs to come from a healthy ovary. Thomas says she is a multimillionaire. You don't think she had some eggs frozen already? Come on now. Yeah, but frozen eggs are just not as good. They are filled with risks and imperfections, and they don't always work. She may have frozen eggs, but the fact is, if you let this behavior go, this kind of, I can sell my youth, and I can freeze my egg with the money. And the thing is, your civilization is falling if you do this. You're going to be replaced by people who shun their woman. It might be the Muslims, it might be some other population. But no matter what you do, whether you don't shame or you shame, the world will be laid out with human beings who shame. So it's either going to be you, or it's going to be someone else. But there is no civilization that survives without strongly directing their young woman to the reproductive family life. So it's you make your choice. You're either going to be part of the people who leave descent or you're not. But the people who will be alive in 1,000 years from now will all descend from people who shame their woman until their behavior fits the needs of civilization and the needs of reproduction. Anyways, we'll get back to it. Tucker Carlson speaks about Gonzalo Lira, our friend Coach Red Pill. Oh my God, I'm now 1 degree of separation from Tucker Carlson. I am the friend of someone who Tucker Carlson said the name of on his show.
Arrest priests, ban all criticism of himself, disappear his political opponents. And that's happening. Just last month, Zelensky threw a man called Gonzalo Lira into prison indefinitely for the crime of daring to write about the Ukrainian government in...
So Tucker was integrating Gonzalo's story as part of his description of how, you know, we present Ukraine as the summum of democracy. We have to fight for Ukrainian democracy, but they don't even have democracy anymore. They have martial law, and Zelensky has recently said that there would be no election until the war is resolved, which is probably never. So forget it. Ukraine is not a bearer of democracy. Look at this cuteness from the sea. Now, the tweet was mentioning, please don't do this. Please don't grab wild things from nature and annoy them. But oh my God, is that a weird fish? Is that what they call a blowfish? Like, you imagine a Japanese cartoon. Yeah, it's a real life Pokemon. because I've been playing Super Auto Pets, and there's a blowfish in there. I love buying the blowfish when I play this game, because the blowfish is a pretty powerful. In fact, they recently nerfed it. But the blowfish has solid spikes, and so in Super Auto Pets, so I was scared that suddenly this blowfish would just send spikes into the hand of the human. I was scared as I was watching the video, but it seems that the natural blowfishes are less dangerous than those in Super Auto Pets. Well, anyway, MicroStrategy, just massive. If you were wondering what was leading to the recent rise of price, every time MicroStrategy buys massive amounts of Bitcoin, the price is always increasing. And I was suspecting that something like this must have been happening. Michael Saylor, well, it's no more Michael Saylor's company, because I think he kind of removed himself from his CEO position. But anyways, MicroStrategy continues the same strategy. They have purchased 12,300 Bitcoins, which brings their total reserves to $152,000. $152,000 Bitcoin. 152,000 Bitcoins. That is a massive amount of money. And they just keep doing it. It's such a great strategy. I love it. It's amazing to see MicroStrategy doing this. And they are part of the causal reasons why we end up having massive price increases every bull run now. Stephen Robinson says MicroStrategy buys BTC for BlackRock. Yeah, I mean, one day you might have MicroStrategy deciding, all right, we've done what we had to do. We had the price rise over 1, 2, 3 halvings. It's time to sell, and they might very well sell to the likes of BlackRock. Thomas says, oh, so Bitcoin will reach its highest value when a single person owns it all. Fascinating. Well, Thomas, with his kind of snarky comment here, yes, the path toward monopolizing Bitcoin is what makes it such that people like me can make money from Bitcoin. Whether you like it or not, there is no way to make money in this world without eventually having someone else wanting to buy you out. Well, I assume that your comment was snarkish. Are you telling me that your comment wasn't snarky? Are you telling me that you are you are seriously thinking that it is the hypothesis that when a monopoly happens, it makes sense for Bitcoin. It seems that I've perceived some snark in your comment. Well, and I've perceived snark in your comments pre-show. So maybe there's a way you express yourself that is not leading you to be properly understood on the internet. Anyways, France is in some kind of conflict. Why are they in conflict? Toulouse Rennerie, les hostilités ont démarré. It's a movement called Justice for Nahel Ra. Apparently, it's a 17-year-old person in France who was shot by the police. Now people are burning stuff as a protest. I don't know what was burning there, but I saw at least a bus be on fire, and this seems like a massive fire, whatever is burning there. It's a 17-year-old who got shot by the police. It all started with an arrest for driving offenses. But we don't know much of the details. I've been looking for it. I don't know. Why did they shoot? Was he making movements? You have President Emmanuel Macron saying that the fatal shooting of a teenage boy by officers was inexplicable. But currently in France, you have teenagers basically going around with AK-47s, just shooting and burning things and committing all sorts of crimes. So I wouldn't be necessarily assuming that that something wrong has been done by the police here. Tell me, why did they shoot? Why did they arrest him? Well, that was for the initial driving offenses. A video circulating on social media shows two police officers trying to stop the vehicle. One of them points his weapon at the driver through the window before firing at close range. So did this policeman feel that there was a weapon inside the car? Did he feel that the car was about to be used to kill him? All of this matters. But after the record 13 police shooting deaths in France during traffic stops last year, the killing of Nahel is the second fatal shooting in such circumstances this year. Riots have gripped several suburbs of the French capital overnight, and further protests are expected on Wednesday with thousands of extra officers deployed. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, no. When you invest in children, you are not being bought out. Yes, that is true. But I mean, I didn't say the path to happiness is to be bought out. I said the path to making money is to be bought out. I totally agree that there are other dimensions of life, like making babies, that are not subject to being bought out. But in a way, the children of Western civilization are being bought out on the long term. But I would argue that it's wrong. But you can see the anti-natalist philosophy penetrating our civilization. Basically, if they couldn't stop you from breeding, they can still take your children and direct them toward anti-natalist directions, trans surgery, career obsession, academia, all of these things that lead people to make less babies or no babies at all. Go away, says Jeff. Did you see the video from a few backs of the US cop who was in the backseat of a car trying to grab suspect when he started driving off? Officer shot suspect in the back of the head, totally legal. French case is similar. Car is a deadly weapon. Well, yes, that's an interesting reading. And yes, I had shown this video. I believe I have shown it on the show. Yes, I believe we have reviewed this video before. A security guard shows his skills. I mean, at this point, you're paying security guard to basically go ultimate combat onto youths. This was some extreme Brazilian headbutt. I mean, it reminds me of the good old days when in the Ultimate Fighting version of Brazil, there was the headbutt was legal. I mean, look at this. Personally, headbutt, I really hate this move. You know, I think it's fucking insane. You are basically playing chicken game with your brain. But there is, you know, I have to acknowledge on the side of the martial art experts, they will tell you that there is a way to headbutt where you are guaranteeing more damage to the target than you are to your own. But personally, as an intellectual, I'm not headbutting someone ever. It is just my brain is too important. I don't want to sacrifice it. I mean, look at the headbutt again. Boom! Headbutt on these young, unprepared fighters. It's like, holy shit, this guy is taking his job seriously. The teenager goes on the floor. Boom, a good hook to the belly.
Yo.
He's trying to get some knees in, but this guy has totally guillotine control over the head. No problem. There's no knee that can reach him. Ah, this guy is a martial art guy. I mean, he totally bends his body backward in the proper way to master the guillotine, and you can see that he's fighting against someone who's not knowledgeable at all. He can't breathe. Stop it. You can see the crowd, but I think he's monitoring properly here that he's still breathing. And you can see the movements are conscious movements of feet. So I don't think it's a chokehold. It's just a guillotine of body control. So at this point, you have these not knowledgeable crowds who just see a chokehold everywhere. And it's like, give up, stop. You won, stop. You're strangling him. No, he's not. That is not the feat of someone who's getting chokeholded. Headbutt again. This guy just doesn't give a shit. How much are you getting paid for this, bro? $17 an hour? All right. So, I mean, it's what our civilization is converging toward. We're going to see this on every show until I die. There's going to be more of it. Francis from bullbitcoin.com says, basic math question. If you have one BTC held by custodian and your custodian also has a custodian and your custodian's custodian has a fractional reserve ratio of 50%, how many Bitcoin do you own? I answered 0 Bitcoin because this is the subject this week. There was a lawsuit in Texas. I don't even remember the name of the kind of exchange or whatever. It was a custodian of Bitcoin. And they were saying that they had a custodian keeping their Bitcoin. So it's like you have 2 degrees of trusting. And people were telling me on the Discord yesterday that they had lost a lot of Bitcoin a long time ago, like 2021 or something like this. And they were continuing their operation, hoping that there would be more deposits of Bitcoin and eventually they could never have to reveal it. They would just continue operations and hide the fact that they don't have the Bitcoin of people anymore. So, you know, when you look at these companies, these exchanges that keep Bitcoins for you, you may not know that your Bitcoins are already gone. They could be gone 3 years ago. And they just won't tell you until you withdraw, until there's too much withdrawal. So no, you own zero Bitcoin if you are in that situation. We have some more martial art here happening between an old guy and someone else on the metro. So I don't know who started it, because the video starts and they are already in a conflict. This guy is in the defensive position with his elbow, but this guy is trying to punch him. And oh, there was a low blow to the testicles here, straight for the reproductive apparatus. The Chinaman doesn't miss. Boom. That could hurt. I mean, it depends on how the blow landed. It depends on whether the genes were protective to some extent. But that is a blow direct to the testicle. You can totally have super pain from this. And so the guy who just got hit in the balls is going to say, all right, I'm going to take revenge for this.
Hey, listen, what are you doing, man? Leave it out.
Punch me!
What do you mean, punch me? Oh, yeah.
Oh. Elbow to the face.
Oh, hang on!
Hooks to the jaw.
Hey, leave him.
Oh, and a knee to the face.
Oh, hey, calm down. Oh.
And now he is out. Yeah, so don't hit the reproductive parts of another male. We need it for making babies. Yesterday, I started binge-watching something. I was caused to binge-watch it, believe it or not, by a commercial decision by Apple TV. Apple TV decided to publish a free episode of this, Silo, a free episode on Twitter. And Elon Musk tweeted about it. So I'm part of the population that got exposed to the teleseries Silo because of a tweet of Elon Musk. That just shows you what the future is for art. The future is in those ways of getting to the public that are through the networks of social media. That is a beautiful strategy that Apple TV has done. Now, I hate Apple. And it's too bad, because this teleseries is filled with wokeness. I mean, it starts, the main couple of the first episode, now thankfully they die, but they become kind of a martyr couple. It's a black guy fucking a white woman. And on top of it, it's like the theme of reproduction is very important in this teleseries. So it's like they're like timing their calendars and they have to inject a lot of sperm. And it's like, on the one hand, it's like, yeah, a heterosexual series. This is about heterosexuality, and it sets people on the mindset of breeding. But then it gives us what for breeding? The black man inseminating the white female. So that is really too bad. But I can put this aside and appreciate the artistic and science fiction value of this series. It is a very good series, let me tell you. Silo. I've watched a couple of episodes. I'll be watching the rest perhaps tonight or tomorrow. It is a very good series with a very good premise. It's not top. It's not Westworld. It's not The Peripheral. It is just below. It is a science fiction series that is mixed in with a dystopian novel, where it's about a silo, people live in it, and as far as they know, the rest of the planet is completely gone. Something has poisoned the whole planet. They are the only survivor, as far as they know, but of course there's doubt about this. and they have a culture that they have developed in the silo. Well, they produce energy, they produce their stuff, they, you know, they've been living intergenerationally in this silo. So much so that actually references to the past, to the pre-revolution time, are banned. They call those relics. Like, you cannot have a camera, or you cannot have a hard drive from the past. And there are clues that are starting to emerge that perhaps the world is not as... perhaps they're kind of being held into the silo as a kind of conspiracy. And there's a whole system of surveillance and policing of the population to keep them in naivete, not knowing that actually perhaps outside is viable. In fact, there is a suggestion in some of the early episodes that perhaps when they start going outside, they always, if someone says, I want to leave the silo, their punishment is that they are sent outside of the silo and they die. They die in front of the window. And they have a choice just before they die, which is if they are willing to clean the window to help future people see them die. But it's something that there's a kind of code of honor in this civilization where it's your absolute right to decide whether you will clean the window or not, so that the so that people can see better when you die. And there is a suggestion that perhaps the world is not poisoned at all. Perhaps the suit in which they are sent outside contains a poison that after 30 seconds triggers and makes them die to create the impression onto the whole population that, see, he got out and he died. But it's perhaps the suit, and it's perhaps not that poisonous out there. And they make discoveries about the minds. And there's this whole woke theme, unfortunately, of a mechanical engineering specialist female. She's handling giant wrenches, and she's like the tough lady, but she's also cute. But she's also probably a lesbian, but it's not clear to me. And there's this whole woke thing where, oh yeah, this girl is the one operating this gigantic silo energetic generation. She's handling wrenches that are bigger than her, that are probably heavier than her, but somehow she's holding it all together. That sucks. It sucks, these penetrations of woke themes and modern art. It's going to make this art go old very quick. You know, it's people are going to notice that, oh yeah, when I watch something from 2023, there's always this fucking woke crap. And think about the future. I mean, in 100 years from now, the girl power movement will be over. Evolution will have restored the equilibrium of life, and whoever occupies our countries will be people breeding with females and putting them in their place, basically, in the place that nature intended to them. So it's going to be aging very poorly. But other than this, if you can put aside the woke crap, which is absolutely pervasive in this shit series, it's a very good series. I like it. I like where it's going. The music, I'm so impressed by the evolution of the music of teleseries and movies in the last three decades. Man, we are perhaps at the peak of musical TV, let me tell you. Because those trumpets, those boat trumpets, it is so epic, and it's so simple. A fucking boat trumpet. You put it the whole thing. I mean, the whole hour of the episode. You put a boat trumpet with dramatic, epic music. The music in this is at the level of Tenet, at the level of Westworld, at the level of The Peripheral. I don't know if it's someone who, maybe it's the same musical director. I haven't checked, but it is absolutely the signature kind of dubstepy, epic trails of just deep brass. Yes, Joël Surette, brass hits, deep brass instruments that are deep trumpets. It's not even trumpet. It's super grave. Whatever that is. And they make it into a dubstepy kind of synthesizer sounds. That is the model. That is what we have to do if we want to create good art. Bird Flu says, hey, Jeff, the tools are all out there now. Have you ever messed around with any beat or music production? Yeah, you're right. It has become impressively easy. And look at what I have. I mean, I could totally play with this MIDI device right here. And right now I'm using it to generate clips and mute button. Look, this is my mute button. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. This is the kind of device where you can plug to any of these buttons. You can put the trumpet. And you can be like, yeah, I could, you know, I could, but holy shit, does this take time to think, to express yourself? And I have the musical talent. I'm capable. You know, I'm a good pianist, an acceptable pianist. And I have the sense of the artistry and a current vision on what is very, very important in the developments of musicality in TV. I could totally do this, but it would be a lot of time. I don't know that I have this time. I have a show to make. I have tweets to do. I have, the responsibilities of the house and family have all felt onto my shoulder a few days ago. I don't know if I have the time. I could think about it and I could see what's the technology right now. But I can't tell you that this is, yeah, Stephen Robinson, I do have to write the freaking moral signal. Starting a whole new hobby of musicality, I'm not seeing the time show up before decades. But eventually that might be interesting. All right, so let's talk about Amorant. One of the most known Twitch streamers in terms of booby streaming. She is perhaps the leader of booby streaming. She's been recently on Kick because, I don't know, did she get banned from Twitch? Doesn't matter. Amorant has learned, and I have learned this from a YouTube video right here of Undead something. I don't know the guy. But he was commenting on Amorant had an ovarian failure. The wall is undefeated. And I said, excellent analysis of the egg situation of Amorant, who lost her best years selling sex online to incels. And it's not even selling sex. It's selling the delusion of sex. And people were telling me, Jeff, should we shun her? It's just she got affected by a medical issue. Should we shun her? Was this her fault? I believe it could be partly her fault. It's certainly a lot her fault if you just consider the fact that she has used her whole first decade of reproductive life, because she's 29 years old. She has used a first decade where she would have been fertile. She has used that moment of her life to sell youth and sell a false sexual signals that ultimately has attracted the view, the visual attention of millions of males who have been masturbating, who have been coming into Kleenexes, sending their sperm into the void of non-reproduction and non-existence. So definitely there is a massive social consequences to letting Amaranth and people like her do the business of the false sexual signals. And as I was explaining earlier, your civilization will fall if you don't shun that kind of behavior. If you don't have a social mechanism to direct young women into the reproductive life, and if in fact you encourage the other side, which is not only not reproductive, like she could have gone to the university and may not have had babies because she was so busy doing her PhD, but doing the commerce of non-reproduction, the commerce of selling false sexual stimulation to people, making it a business, and making it a business that drains from millions of simps out there who are just there standing looking at her boob while she does unimportant stuff on the screen. If you don't shun that behavior, you're going to be replaced by people who shun that behavior. And it's going to be the Muslims, it's going to be whoever. At the end of it, in 1,000 years from now, this entire earth is covered in social conservatives, family-oriented, shaming cultures. Whether you want to be part of the descent of humanity or you don't, that's what the earth is going to look like in 1,000 years from now. The question is, do you want to let other people become these shaming cultures, or do you want to do a little bit of shaming yourself? And I say we do a little bit of shaming, not so much to induce guilt in the head of Amaranth. I don't wish her harm. I don't want her to be hurt. I think it's a dramatic thing to learn that you're never going to be able to have babies because it is very important. And I'm sure she was counting on having babies since she has a husband. But we need to shun her for the young females who are 18, 19 right now and who have a choice between becoming Amaranth, getting the fake breast, getting the fake breasts that come with precisely the medical consequences and elevated medical risks to what she's suffering through right now, or adopt the family lifestyle and consider that giving birth to life, to sentient life of the humankind, is a noble goal. It is something to be honored, and it is actually a luck that women have to have this power to give birth and to give birth to the amount of babies they want and they choose when they start early. So yes, the shunning has a civilizational justified purpose here, which is to give a message to the young ladies that there is a trade-off in this sex business on the internet. And the trade-off is not always laid out to young ladies very clearly. The trade-off is as follows. You have a finite amount of time. You have an even more finite amount of time for the moment where you will be fertile, capable of consent, economically in a good situation, with a good husband, capable of making babies. There's this, and then there's selling that for image generations on the internet. And when you do that, you can't really do this. Because if you're pregnant, you're going to be less beautiful, you're going to have a belly, you're of course going to be less attractive to the single men who are your simps, who are keeping your lifestyle up. So your system of giving away this for this, as a consequence, you are playing with nature, you're taking risks, you're exchanging actual babies you could have had for money. And there is no guarantee that you're going to be able, when you decide and when you feel it's the right time, that you're going to be able to convert this money into baby. Because if your ovaries start stopping to work because you had these boob implants that have debalanced your hormonal system, that have led your ovaries to believe that you're 70 years old. If that happens to you, you're not going to be capable of converting a single dollar that you've accumulated into what matters in life, which is baby making. James says she has done so much good in this world, thousands of simps have less money. Assuming that this was sarcasm, Thomas says, how is that a lesser way of making money than playing low-rent Wolf of Wall Street with crypto? Because the crypto world is a world of resource allocation. What determines the success of future crypto is what these cryptos will give in terms of use. Therefore, someone who would have a good flair for the kind of cryptos that would be desirable would be a resource allocator of future work, future economic energies of all kind. So that is a legitimate function in the economic world. Displaying boobs that don't lead to sex is purely a deceptive enterprise. It's a deceptive enterprise because I'm gonna show you. When your genes see this, your genes are just not prepared. Your genes are not prepared to see this shape right here. You see the circularity of the boob right here? Your genes, whenever they have seen a shape like this in the last 7 million years, they basically were a couple of minutes away from adding a new baby to their living descent. There is no way you can see these things anywhere else in nature. This is unmistakable for the genes. It is a flag of fertility, of availability of milk for your descent, which is why at the sight of this shape right here, your dick gets hard, your body gets prepared for the insemination, and your genes know that there is a very good chance that not only will you have children, you will have children that will be extremely well-fed with the proper milkers. Where it's deceptive, it's that your genes didn't know that there would one day be a world where you can get an infinity, literally an infinity. It just doesn't stop. You scroll. And you can get on our Twitch, you're going to have more. You can get on our Kick, you're going to have more. You can go on our Twitter account, you're going to see more. Your genes are simply not prepared for this. And as such, it is a deceptive enterprise to be... Because the reaction of your genes is, if you ever see this, just throw whatever resource you have at her. And that is the deceptive enterprise. Your genes are doing this in the hope that this will result in babies. But little did they know, it won't in 2023. Because we have evolved screens that can reproduce what your genes expected without giving you the egg. Jean-François Garrier P says, but that is me. That is me saying menopause comes quick to punish those who sell their youth in the form of deceptive sexual signals. Use your body for the purpose intended by nature, making babies, or you risk losing it quicker than you think and go the way of amorant, childless, eggless for eternity. That is a big thing. It's a big thing to be like that for eternity. So what is it that she describes? Because all of this stems from her canceling her boxing match or whatever. There was a fight prepared and she would have been participating to it. Just to clarify some things, because I think there has been some confusion. Originally, I was told by medical team I was in an okay place to compete in La Velada despite my condition, as it had not yet progressed to an extreme state. So in March, she was told that she had signs of a premature menopause, but they were hoping that it would turn for the best and that she wouldn't have one of these cycles of increased menopausal physiological activity in her body. But it turned for the worst, and she has experienced complete ovarian failure recently and had all of the symptoms that are associated with premature menopause. So she tells a long story, but basically all this to say, she knew she had something like this condition, but she didn't think it was dramatic for a couple of months. Now it's dramatic. So that's why she's canceling her appearance in this sports event, because she has to begin a $9,800 batch of medication that she received in a box. She received it within 24 hours after her ordering it. It's a set of whatever hormones to try to rebalance her. And as she begins these hormones, she cannot be having physical activity of any kind for at least 2 weeks. So you see the package that she received. It's through injections. When you have premature menopause, I believe there is no... There are some things you can eat in pill, but part of the medication must be injected because it doesn't pass through the digestive system. And it is related to breast implant. I believe that Amaranth, and this is where it's her fault. This is where her business decisions have been sacrificing her ovary, because there's been plenty of discussions before that breast implants are believed to be causing premature menopause. 5 women talk about regretting their breast implants after experiencing side effects. I literally thought I was dying. One of these is a woman who has undergone premature menopause, and she fully regrets her breast augmentation surgery. In fact, the premature menopause possibility is listed on the jlplasticsurgery.com as a potential symptom coming from breast augmentation, early onset of menopause. So you are literally in the biological trade-off here between, do I make money or do I make babies? And you have to sacrifice one of them for doing the other. And so we need to tell young women, look, this is the choice. You're literally going to forego the potentiality of having babies. My future plans have been stolen. Woman shares shock diagnosis at 24. So this woman, I don't think it was a case of breast implant, but there are some women who will end up, and who knows, is it the modern world that causes these premature menopause? We'll never know. With the schedules of vaccinations, the plastics we're exposed to, the bizarre nutrition of the modern world, who knows what it is? Are we causing these? Were there more before, less before? I have no idea, and it's very hard to have a solid study on this. And most importantly, women with premature menopause stop having periods and cannot become pregnant. So whatever will be the solution with Amaranth? So the doctors are first going to try to combat the premature menopause with some hormonal manipulation. It's not going to work necessarily because she says on her tweet that she's doing this medication around because she hopes to have babies, because if she had gone to the fight, she would have sacrificed her ability to have babies ever. But let me tell you, it's still not clear to me that she's going to have babies, because this whole round of medication will try to basically combat the whole premature menopause, try to restore her cycle of ovary production, of ovarian production. And if she's lucky, it's going to work. I don't know what are the percentages of success, but generally, people with premature menopause will not ever have babies without massive medical interventions, massive strategies of like implanting the embryo of someone else, taking the eggs from some other woman, recycling the uterus of the woman who has a premature ovarian failure. So we're talking about a lot of complexity and a lot of chances that it won't succeed. Go away, says JF. Do you know about the French guy that made millions using industrial instead of medical grade silicone to make breast implants? Millions of women around the world had their breast recalled. Okay, I had not heard about this. Of course, there is fraud out there. But I believe that breast implants are fraud in and of themselves, even if you get the medical grade, the medical grade form of it. So all in all, in conclusion, our society is encouraging women to become so independent that it's to their against their interest. It's encouraging women to pursue wealth, which used to be a role of men. And in doing so, we have directed women toward non-reproductive lifestyles that are threatening our civilization in the sense that if we don't increase our birth rate, something else will replace us, some other culture, some other gene, some other civilization. And so we are faced with a choice here, and I take the choice of trying to save a little bit of what we are by looking at white women like Amaranth who have made it a commerce to sell white beauty out there and say that is too much. She went too far and we should warn the young ladies of today, don't go the way of Amaranth. You would have a good path for yourself having babies at 19, 20, 22. And if you want to try stuff later, it's actually less grave. If we had ladies trying their hand at business, at streaming when they're 45, no problem. But we all know it won't happen. We all know it won't happen. Why? Because ultimately the only thing that you have interesting to sell is your ass and your boobs and your fake boobs when they look fertile. But they aren't even fertile in your case. So careful out there. Lots of deception, lots of exploitation. And, you know, nature made it so that you have value, Amaranth. You had value at 19 years old. Why didn't you get inseminated then? You would have given that value to only one man, and you would have benefited from a rewarding family for it. Now you're headed toward having very low value and not even having the value of potential reproductive, beautiful woman. DK Shadow says it's quickly diminishing power. Yes, and so it's the fact that all of these booby streamers, they will never make a career in streaming at 45, 50. Because nothing they say is interesting. See, I have to work my ass off to be interesting because I can't be a booby streamer. And it's so frustrating to see this youth. It's literally youth being, female youth being sold, being commercialized, and being given away and bought. It sucks, really, that we have attained this level. Tucker Carlson dares to ask, why exactly are we at war with Russia? Okay, so that is the episode I showed earlier. There was a nice Matt meme. I have seen it before, but I always like this meme when I see it. So if I tell you that 1 over 3 is 0.333, you say, so true. But there are people who have difficulty acknowledging that 3 over 3 is 0.99999. In other words, that the limit of 3 over 3 is one as it gets extremely huge. That is a funny meme. It has been expressed in different forms. But yeah, it's mind-boggling. But there is implication. When we say these three, and we think of it as expanded toward infinity, we are kind of making an early form of limit considerations and considerations of infinity and its relation to rational numbers. And it is a fascinating fundamental thing there that's happening. The people who specialize in limit calculations, and I don't, but the people who are pros of limit thinking, they are hanging out with very much, much more complex versions of this kind of conundrum here. That if 1 over 3 is this, then 3 over 3 must be this. And Go Away says, I don't get it. And if you don't get it, Go Away, at your age, you're never going to get it. Because learning these things requires serious investment. And I know you are absolutely incapable of serious investment of energy. You are just a troll, a random troll on my chat. And there is no hope for you to ever understand this joke. Black Tie says 0.99999 does not equal 1. It is so close to 1 that there is no application for which the difference between the two could be consequential. That is actually questionable. But, I mean, I'm not going to get in this debate because I'm not the one to be defending this idea. I really don't care. But, Thomas says there is no one. That is also a view. There is a sense in which 0.9999999 equals 1. It's the sense of limits and asymptomatic approaches, and it's very complex. 250 Hollywood celebrities sign a letter demanding big tech censor anyone who opposes trans surgeries on kid. There has been a massive systemic failure to prohibit hate, harassment, and malicious anti-LGBTQ disinformation on your platforms, and it must be addressed. Oh my God, and they're sending this to Meta, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter, pointing to dangerous posts, both contents and ads, targeting transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people. This disinformation and hate inadequately moderated on your platforms plays an outsized role in the sharp increase in real-world anti-transgender targeting and violence. Is there a real-world increase in anti-transgender violence? And is there any evidence that the people committing this violence come motivated from social media? Because I'm pretty sure if you're going to look for a pattern in crimes against transgender, you're going to find low IQ people who probably don't even have access to the internet, or who are probably much less on the internet than me. Something tells me this is what you're going to find, because hate crime, it never lies. Hate crimes are much more likely to be committed by people who are low IQ, who are part of ethnicities that are associated with highest crime rates. This model that I have has never been wrong. The statistics, whenever it comes out on hate crimes for ethnicity or hate crimes for gender, sex-related stuff, it never lies. That's always what it ends up being. As that mass shooting manifesto, I mean, writing has been released. I don't know that it has. I think I would know if it had been. I still haven't heard of the manifesto. I still haven't seen the freaking manifesto. Interest on the national debt poised to rise at an alarming rate. Let me tell you, I wouldn't want to be currently with a big loan position in Canada. I wouldn't want to be stuck with a mortgage because I think the world is setting up to just fuck up people who are on credit and who are living on credit and on mortgage and that kind of stuff. And the government is one of these players. I think the world is headed toward squeezing them out of existence. And I'm so happy that I live without any of this dependence on credit. So happy for Bitcoin. So I think that what we're going to see is a kind of two-way. There's going to be those people who have Bitcoin, and there's going to be those people who are on mortgages. The people on mortgages are going to lose their homes, and the governments are going to pay massive amounts of interest on their debt. So be careful out there. Don't think that because your parents were able to buy a home with a mortgage that you will. Because mortgages are bound to become a trap for the poor. A trap for the poor so that banks can collect money from them as long as they're making money and then kick them out of their house when they can't afford it. Look, this guy, for example, gives terrible advice. Remember, friend, a $5 iced latte a day is $25 a week, $100 a month. After 10 years, that's $12,000, which is still nowhere near enough to put a down payment on a house. So enjoy your espresso in peace. That is not the way to train the next generation. First, the goal shouldn't be to put a down payment on a house, because that's where you get fucked by the mortgage system. Your goal should be to amass that $12,000 and multiply it on a market bet, such as Bitcoin. Now, if you get $12,000 at the right moment into Bitcoin, you suddenly have $120,000. Now you have something decent, not to put down a down payment on a house, but to buy the whole house with your Bitcoin. That is the way to go if you can, if that's possible for you to get there. So no, don't waste your money at Starbucks. James says, or buy a $200 manual espresso machine and make it at home. Definitely, yes. They're making these... You go to Walmart, they have these little espresso machine, very simple machines. They don't buy those machines where you have to buy the special cups that the company makes. And it's like a printer where you constantly have to go rebuy the ink. Don't buy those, but buy the ones where you can pack in your own coffee. Sometimes it's like $30, these machines. And you're going to have the little vapor on the side. You can even use the vapor to kind of steam your milk. It's absolutely simple as a machine, and it works good. But I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't give a shit. Dead senior JP Morgan board member and billionaire James Crown reportedly vowed to expose damning evidence regarding financial crimes involving Joe and Hunter Biden before his unexpected death. So some conspiratorial thinking out there. Conspiratorial thinking around, is Joe Biden and Hunter Biden cleaning up the potential people who could reveal stuff about them? I have no clue. Russian General Sergei Surovikin, who oversaw troops in Ukraine, has reportedly been arrested in connection with the Wagner mutiny, per Fox. So that's probably Vladimir Putin. Either, going on with the plan that he's laid out, the agreement that he has with Wagner to stop their little revolt, or it is the fact that he was unsatisfied with these people's handling of the Wagner revolt. But in any case, there is movement onto the head that control the heads that control the Ukraine war. It's possible that Vladimir Putin is unsatisfied with the performance, with whatever he perceives is their fault, you know, and so he wants to change them probably for other personnel. Gates and Green announce a move to defund the director of the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosive Bureau. That is a nice dream, but it's not going to happen. Most of the politicians are super happy having these executives who go after people, who go after crypto, who go after everything they can. So I'm not seeing it happen. And that's a very instructive non-response here by the CEO of Budweiser. Because he's unable to acknowledge the error. Even after his company got totally destroyed and punished for their trans publicity strategy, and they had to fire the marketing girls who were doing this, he still cannot stand publicly and say, yeah, it was an error looking back. Let me try to unmute here.
She's at the top of a Republican social or conservative political agenda. Knowing what you know now, if you could go back, would you send this can to this one person again?
There's a big social conversation taking place right now, and big brands are right in the middle of it. And it's not just our industry or Bud Light. It's happening in retail. It's happening in fast food. And so for us, what we need to understand is, deeply understand and appreciate, is the consumer and what they want, what they care about, and what they expect from big brands.
So basically, you're unable to give a small response that would say, you know, I regret. So you don't regret. You don't see that you have made a bunch of people hostile who would normally be your customers, who would normally be interested in buying your beer, and that it shows that you just don't understand them. He's talking about a conversation, and it's all leftist language. Oh, the conversation keeps going. You know, there is a big conversation right now. That is it. That is it for tonight, boys. I thank you for joining me. If you appreciate the show, if you appreciate the Twitter clips, join the Subscribestar. The show needs your monthly support to keep going, but life has been amazing. In the last few days, I enjoy the AC. I enjoy the summer. It's a great life that I'm living right now. And I thank you for being with me. And I see that the crowds are kind of growing. I think that the Twitter clip strategy is bringing new audiences to us. If you'd like to support the show, go to the Subscribestar and give whatever you can on a monthly basis. That is it for tonight. Much love. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you.